Today in Ambridge, there's one principal breakfast table topic of conversation, particularly among the leading personalities of the village. This is the party which Mike Daly is throwing at the ball. Mike, having bought a rare book for 5 shillings from a Borchester junk shop, has now sold it for the handsome sum of £190, and in consequence has decided to celebrate, inviting most of the local inhabitants to celebrate with him. At Brookfield Farm, the members of the Archer family are discussing it too.
But what's the name of the book again?
No good asking me. I don't know.
Well, I told you twice. Lady Audley's Secret by Miss Braddon or somebody.
Well, what's so wonderful about that?
Oh, Mike and John Tregaron did explain. Oh, it's a first edition, apparently.
Oh, I see.
It's in 3 volumes, and it's a book that holds a unique place in English literature and so on.
Dan, the milk jug's by your elbow. If you jerk suddenly, you'll knock it flying.
Oh. What are you on about, Doris?
The milk jug and your elbow.
Oh, just a sec. 190 quid, you say, Phil?
So Mike Daly said.
Cool.
Hence the party. You put too much salt in this porridge,
Look,
Mum.
Look, yesterday I didn't put enough in.
Well, today you put too much in. It's the happy medium you want to aim for, love.
You know, you could buy a couple of really good Frisians for 190. Just shows you, doesn't it?
Shows you what?
Shows you it takes all sorts to make a world. Catch me swapping the price of 2 Frisians for a blinking book, first edition or not. Yeah, what have you done with the milk, darling?
Dan, what are you doing? Just the very thing I told you about.
She did, Dad, only a second ago.
Oh, Lord, what a mess. Of all the places to stick a jug full of milk, well, right at a chap's elbow. I'm blessed if I know about you, Doris.
Mind out of the way. Let's wipe it up. Always the same in this house. No one ever listens to me.
You never have much chance to listen to anybody else.
Oh, pass the paper over, Dad, before it gets sodden.
Oh, I don't know. I might just as well talk to a brick wall.
Hey, look at this.
What?
Oh, Gordon Pirrie's done it now.
Hey, where?
Well, Brussels. World champion cross-country runner.
What?
Romps home 30 yards in the lead after a 7-mile race.
Aye, George. We've certainly got the runners, haven't we? Bannister, Chataway, now Pirrie.
Yeah, good going.
Morning, all.
Oh, hello, Chris.
Oh, morning, Chris.
Pass me that floorcloth, Chris. There's a dear. Somebody having a milk bath?
Your mother just knocked it off the table. Very clumsy.
Hey, okay. Another word from you and I'll knock you off that chair, Dan Archer.
Oh dear, another filthy morning. Muggy and sticky and damp.
You let your GGs out today and you'll have some work to do on them when they come back.
Well, that's the trouble. There's a meet today. We've got 3 horses out.
Yeah. You and Grace riding?
Oh, not if they've got any sense. No, she'll skip it today. Want to get finished bright and early, ready for Mike's party. Are you going, Mum?
Yes, if your father will buy me a new blouse.
Eh? New blouse? Mm. But you had a new blouse a fortnight ago.
Well, you said you didn't like it. Too frilly, you said. You took a violent dislike to it the first time I put it on.
Not violent enough to make me want to buy you another. In any case, it isn't the sort of party for a blouse.
Isn't it, Dad?
No, definitely not. That blue frock's the thing for tonight.
Eh?
I like that blue frock. Oh. In fact, as soon as I heard Mike was inviting us to a party, I said, I hope Doris goes in that blue frock. Now, didn't I?
Yes, he practically stopped people in the street to tell him how much he hoped you'd wear that blue frock, Mum.
Yes. Well, he can stop them in the street now and tell them I'm wearing a new blouse instead.
I'll take this, sir. It's getting so that you can't go out and feed the pigs without getting a new hat or something.
Oh.
What shirt are you wearing tonight, Phil? The peach-coloured organdy or the heliotrope nylon?
What's that headline in the paper, Phil? Jailbreak?
Yes. Yeah.
Not another.
From Wakefield in Yorkshire. 3 of them. They've recaptured one.
Let's have a bit of the paper, then. I don't know why you always stake a claim for it at the breakfast table.
That's easy. I'm the only one who's got my eyes open wide enough to read.
Oh. I'll tell you something I heard on the news this morning that'll interest you, Chris.
What's that, Mum?
Alan Oliver won his jump in France.
What about Pat Smythe?
Well, she had a clear round, but so did somebody else, and Pat lost on time.
Oh, bad luck.
Mm. Oh, here's Simon, Dan.
Come in, Simon.
Morning, Gaffer.
Oh, morning. Good morning, Simon.
Morning, all. What do you want me to do this morning, Gaffer?
Well, before you get on and finish that bit of hedge, I want you to put up 500 weight of potatoes.
Huh?
There's a chap coming from Borchester this morning. Keep your eye on him and see he has some good ones, will you?
What about getting in the cow?
Oh, I'll do that, Simon. Oh, by the way, I don't like the way Clara's yield's gone down. What was it this morning?
Oh, it's down to about a gallon this morning.
Well, we better have the vet along. Mm. Oh, and pop in at the Bull when you go home at midday, Simon, will you?
That'll be a pleasure.
Yeah. Oh, Doris has got some things for Peg for tonight, haven't you, love?
Yes, I'll pack everything up for you.
All right, though, Missus. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be along after you in a minute, Simon. And fill the tractor up, will you?
Right, yeah, Gaffer. See you later, then.
Righto.
Hey, there, you have, Mike, lad. That blue...
Just the very thing. Don't you agree, Mrs. Perkins?
Yes, very nice, I'm sure. That's for the buffet supper, isn't it?
Yes, Mum. We thought that if we had a few shelves and tiers like that, we could put all the food there and the people could help themselves.
Leaving the floor clear for dancing Irish jigs and the like.
It's very good of you, Walter, to help like this. We wouldn't have asked you, but the party's all been arranged in a bit of a rush.
Hey, rubbish, young piggy. I'm as much responsible for the party as Mike here.
That's true enough. If Walter hadn't dragged me into that junk shop to buy his brass band instruments, I shouldn't have spotted the book in the first place.
No, I can't see no rhyme nor reason in buying a dozen very old brass band instruments, Miss Hell.
Yeah, of course, you wouldn't be. Trouble with women, Mike. They can't never see no farther than the end of their noses.
Well, I reckon I can manage to see through you all right, just the same, thanking you very much, Mr. Gabriel.
Yeah, I sold a trombone to Ben White for £6.10 and covered the cost of all me other instruments, didn't I? Yeah, anything wrong with that?
No.
Talking of Ben White, I hope he doesn't let us down with the cakes and sausage rolls and
things. He's naughty. Not if there's a chance of making a bit of money.
Oh, Ark, who's talking? Oh, hello, Mr. Tadorin.
Hello there. Just looked in to see whether I might be of any assistance.
No, there's a thing. That shows a nice neighborly spirit between landlord and tenant, John.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. We'll have a drink on that.
No, not at lunch.
What do you mean, not at lunchtime? Ain't that the way to treat a gentlemanly hoffer?
Incidentally, Walter, I had three black cats pass in front of me this morning. Eight. Not one, not two, but three. Oh. Therefore, it must be my lucky day. I think we'd better increase our stake on the treble chance this week, don't you?
Oh, I'm a-packing it in, John Lett.
Walter!
Already?
Yeah, you don't get no chance. They don't put any teams on the coupon as a chap knows anything about, you know.
What do you mean by that, Walter?
Yeah, well, look at last Saturday now. Hmm? The Ambridge team drew with Penny Hassett and Barchester Rovers drew with Abley. Was they on the coupon? Was they be blowed? No fear. Yeah, I could have mutilated them. Now, how can anybody expect to forecast draws on a coupon when they fills it up with teams what you've never heard on? Yeah, and leaves out the ones who understand. Yeah, it ain't right, you know.
But listen, John Milroy, those three black cats you saw, now, they're not to be treated lightly. You must back a horse.
Seems to me all some folks think about is gambling and drink. I'm going to make us all a cup of tea myself. Come on, Peg.
Tea. I ask for tea. Yeah, your fault, that young John Trigon. Might have had our noses buried in a pint mug apiece if you'd had the grace to accept Mike's offer now. But what about these horses now?
Well, I know nothing about horses.
Ah, but Walter and I do. Not that you can go wrong if this is your lucky day. Now, look, there's the paper with the runners at Wolverhampton. Now, name your choice, John. You can't go wrong after three black cats. That's an omen for sure.
All right, yes, I'm game. Let me see. Yes. What about fate in the 2:30? Now, that could be an omen.
I don't stand at our sleep. Forget it.
Oh, no, Walter. It's just one of those things. You must play your hunch when the goddess of fortune smiles at you. If you say fate, that's good enough for me. I'll have a pound each way, John.
Me too, then. You, Walter? On the strength of three black moggies, you join in?
Not me. I should have given me money toward this half in charity.
Oh, what?
I don't stand a dog's chance, that horse. Now, I like so flutter with anybody, but I can't see no sense in throwing money down the drain.
Yeah.
Fate, Eve. Oh, come on, let's go down and have a nice cup of tea. Oh, tea in the middle of the day. I ask.
Started your party early enough in the evening, Mike.
Well, Carol, you know these Ambridge folk like to be abed early. Oh, why, hello, Grace.
Hello, Mike.
Enjoying yourself?
Yes. But somebody keeps stealing my boyfriend.
Who's they?
They plunked him on the piano now. He'll be there all night. Talking of boyfriends, isn't Christina company tonight?
No. Something's gone wrong with that big romance, I think. Paul Johnson, I mean.
Ah, that's the trouble with romances, Grace. Never run smoothly for more than 5 minutes at a time.
Speak for yourself, Miss Gray.
I was. Hey, careful, Tom. Who are you pushing?
Oh, I beg your pardon, Miss Gray. Sorry, but 'twas this old varmint's fault.
Hey.
But I still say it was a bit of a fast on Walter, working that old trombone off on the Ben White.
Yeah, Tom, it was at that. You're a wicked old twister, Walter.
Yeah, not I. Why, a miserable old pinch penny like Ben White don't deserve no different treatment. Yeah, I caught him proper with that idea. He bought the trombone for half a quid, and I sold it to Ben for £6.
Hey, smart business, that, you know, Danny.
Walter, careful.
Why, what's wrong with everybody?
Evening, Walter Gabriel. Oh, enjoying yourself? Swilling beer and boasting as usual, eh?
Blimey, if it ain't old Ben, laddie. I was just saying one or two nice things about you, you know.
I heard him, Walter Gabriel, thank you. Oh, very nice things. Skinflint, eh? Pinch penny, eh?
I won't run a bit of business, Ben, you know. No hard feelings.
Oh, I got no hard feelings. I bought the trombone for 6 10 fair and square. No complaints at all.
Oh, now there, Ben. I always said you was a sportsman. Yeah, I always said that.
Yeah, and what's more, I'm a businessman, too. I sold the trombone for £15 yesterday. Good night, Walter Gabriel. Think that one over.
Wicked old twister. Why, dog bite me. He's made £8.10 profit out of me. I ought to be locked up.
I say, Walter, Mike.
Hello, now what?
What do you think? Look at the evening paper. Page 1 of 107. We've made 17.10 each.
Well, now, there's a thing if you like. And Walter didn't bet.
Too much. Oh, lead me to a pine quick, somebody, before I do some of this. This one will do nicely.
Hey, come back, you old devil. That's my glass. Come on. You know, Carol, it's my lucky day. I can't do anything wrong today. The stars are working for me.
Are they, John? Splendid.
Oh, watch out now, Carol. He'll be proposing any minute while this mood's on.
Here, sing a song, young John. What? Come on, bit of music.
Yes, come on.
Just the job. I'm working something about farming, John. Come on.
Well, I wasn't going to start with this one, but still. The pig market's lousy, sad tears we are shedding. The harvest was shocking, for ruin we're heading. Did anyone mention that word? Feather bedding.
He'd better not mention it here.
While Philip loves pigs and his girlfriend loves riding, if they don't get wed soon, then...
Down to Gorin. He wanted on the phone urgently. Trunk call from London.
Excuse me, everybody. Oh, look, Caroline. I want you with me. It's really very important.
Me?
Yes. Come with me, will you? Quickly.
Yes, all right, then.
Hey, watch him, Carol. That telephone's in a deserted corner.
I reckon it's a gag to get the girl outside alone. That's what it is.
Do not trust him, gentlemen.
Now, come on, Tom. Let's have a shot.
Well, you see, it all hinges on one thing. Can you hold the line a minute, please? I shan't be a moment. Thanks.
John, what on earth is going on?
Listen, Carol, this is important. Will you marry me?
Oh, John, dear, not again. Not at a party, please. Surely you can wait for a
moment. I can't wait at all, not even for 2 minutes. I must know now, Carol, so that I can give an answer to the people on the other end of that phone. You've had heaps of time to think it over. Now then, will you be my wife? Yes. Or no.